Did? Oh, I'm on. Good. Normally, as I often say, I like to sit with the scriptures for any given sermon, or sermonlet, or sermuncle, depending on your preferred name. I like to sit with a while, with them for a while. But being married to a political candidate at this time, with a sermon also for this morning, and a celebration of Punjabi culture called a Mela this afternoon, which is on till 9 o'clock, just north of Mackenzie on Quadra. It's very good, and the chana masala is very good. I haven't actually sat much with these readings, although I did enjoy that chana masala while reading the scriptures for this evening. So there was work going on as well. My one takeaway, no pun intended, for these readings is, of course, the injunction from the letter to the Hebrews. And I quote, "Congregations, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls and will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with sighing." And I don't think Bob put quite enough sinister into the last line of this. "For that would be harmful to you." So there you have it, today's message. Be nice to your clergy. That's it. Job done. Thank you. No, you wouldn't actually expect me to stop there. I often do this. I give you a little false start or a little bit of hope, depending on where you're coming from. Even I am not naive enough to take that at face value. And besides, if we can't critique stuff that apparently is meant to make us feel good, then we're picking and choosing which bits of scripture we will scrutinize and those bits that get a free pass because we like them. And actually, I don't like this. I know the writer to the letter to the Hebrews, whoever they were, we have no idea. This isn't even an epistle that says it's written by Peter or Paul or John or Mary or Thomas or anyone. It's entirely anonymous. But I know that this writer is writing with an entirely different structure to life, to that which we have today, an entirely different culture and a very different approach to hierarchy than I have, and indeed I believe that we as a community have. This is an overwhelmingly patriarchal structure, the same structure and hierarchy that the tradition of calling a priest father comes from, though I will say that many people I know now would understand that tradition and the later addition of mother as a way of showing respect and honoring the office rather than as a statement of hierarchy. Though I would join with our bishop in saying that gendered titles for clergy are very troublesome in this current church, but I digress. The structure in which our author writes is indeed deeply hierarchical and patriarchal. But we shouldn't think that was the only way that the church operated. Even then, even a verse earlier, there was a calling. Do not neglect to do what is good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. And if we were to broaden our search of scripture and look at the second chapter of Acts, verses 44 and 45, we would read, "The believers were all together and held all things in common, and they sold their possessions and gave to any in need." There was a radical sense of shared ownership and common care in the early church, which is more to which we should aspire than obeying your leaders and submitting to them. That is how we should live in community, and that is what I believe that our church community is working for. To consider what the commons really is to us now in this place, how we will care and continue to care for people in need within our spiritual community and beyond, and how we live out the radically egalitarian values that Jesus and the early church proclaimed and lived. Like most principles within our scriptures, there are many facets and nuances to explore. And rather than taking a convenient verse out of context and claiming it as the supreme authority on any subject, we should be careful. And as for the subject of not being nasty to clergy, that I won't dispute. But to reassure you, I certainly do not spend all my time, or even most of my time, sighing over members of this congregation. When I think of this community of faith, I think of what a privilege it is to be in service here. But what I do appreciate from this passage, and indeed from the passage which I only want to glimpse at today, which is that reading from the book of Exodus, is there is a place and there is a need for leadership. Those who take up a function of serving and caring for a community, who seek to bring a shared sense of purpose and to be a voice within and beyond the community, to be someone who gathers and nurtures community for its own sake, but also challenges and raises questions. In many ways, that could be a summary of the understanding of ministry, particularly in the Anglican priestly ministry. And it can be difficult. It is difficult. Many of my clergy siblings are suffering burnout and carrying a huge amount of pain on behalf of their communities. Pray for your clergy, please, as we pray for you. And remember that alongside this, there is a very strong tradition within the Anglican Church and all churches of the priesthood of all believers, referred to in 1 Peter, which supports, nurtures, and challenges one another and is built up together in Christ. So, in summary, let's not cherry-pick the verses that we like from our Bibles that make us feel or look good. Let's critique and consider the bigger picture. And taking the principles which our scriptures offer us, let us live lives which are edifying and uplifting for ourselves as Christian community and for the world around us. But I do leave you with one small reminder. Be nice to the clergy. Thank you.